The Marion Finucane Show on RTE Radio 1 with Unpost. MyBills.ie. Help save time with bill payment online for free. Unpost. Do more.
We mentioned last week's show this event, but just to remind you all that we've teamed up with our sponsor Unpost to give you a chance to win a family holiday to the US from Shannon Airport. Over the next week, homes across the country will receive a postcard from Unpost about their new commission-free sterling and US dollar cards, which are available from selected post offices. And you may have seen the ad on TV, which says they're safer than cash, cheaper than a credit card, and you can use them anywhere you see the MasterCard acceptance mark. They're ideal for anyone travelling to the UK or US. So keep an eye on the letterbox for that postcard with the competition details, or visit Unpost, all the one word, unpost.ie/competition, where you'll find all the information on how to enter our competition for that family holiday to the US. It's for two adults and two children to any US destination from Shannon Airport with accommodation. Closing date for entries, Friday the 26th of July, and we'll be announcing the winner live on the show on Saturday the 3rd of August. So the best of luck, and thanks to Unpost and Shannon Airport for what really is a lovely, lovely prize. Now we are moving on to, sometimes it drives people around the bend when you tell people to be positive and don't be negative, you've got to think positive. Well, I have something for you now that actually is very positive, and I think very well worthwhile for all, but I suppose most particularly for those who are recovering from cancer. And with me in studio is Dr. Janice Walsh. She's consultant medical oncologist at St. Vincent's University Hospital and Talla Hospital. And first of all, you're very, very welcome indeed to the programme.
That's right.
But you say that while there's no explanation for it, a growing body of evidence finds that people have better outcomes if they exercise.
Yeah, and I mean, I think we do have some reasons why that is. I mean, consistently what we're finding in cancer survivor studies, that if we compare men or women who engage in exercise and compare those to those that don't, we see tangible benefits in terms of cancer outcomes. So reduced risk of recurrence, reduced risk of death from various cancers.
Yeah.
And that is in the order of between 20 and 60%. So it can be quite significant.
Yeah.
But I think outside of that, we see a range of different other issues that are caught in our quality of life studies. So for those women or men who've had a cancer diagnosis who engage in these in exercise,
yeah,
and we can go into what is exercise,
yeah,
they are have been re-demonstrated to show better self-motivation, better self-confidence, self-esteem, better body image,
right,
less fatigue, less stress, and really that translates into positive effects in their both working and personal lives.
Right. Now, I suppose the old image was that you'd be lying in the bed and you'd be exhausted, but that's not at all. What kind of exercise are you talking about?
Yeah, so I think there's been studies looking at a range of different types of exercise. But in terms of where we have seen the benefits, it is coming primarily in what's called moderate activity. And that pretty much is brisk walking. So right now, current recommendations are 30 minutes, five times a week, if one can. And I suppose in terms of what people can do to reduce the likelihood that they're there in the situation again, or equally for relatives who are worried that they may be afflicted, this is consistently shown to have benefit. So I suppose we do encourage people, whether they're at the start of their treatment or towards the end of the treatment, that if they are have always been active, to continue to be so. And if not, if they're finishing treatment, because obviously everyone has different levels of activity,
right,
that they've engaged in,
yeah,
that they need to build themselves up. But I think the important thing is we're not talking about the 12-minute mile, because, you know, people glaze over in the clinic when I start to talk about exercise because they're like, oh my God, do you not know what I've just been through? And I think the bottom line is that brisk walking is something that people can work towards.
And can build towards.
Exactly.
June O'Connell, you are, as we speak, in Kerry, spending your summer in Carrigrohane. You were diagnosed with breast cancer in 2010. Tell me what Choose to Try is all about.
Well, I suppose it is what it says. It's a community of everyday people. You know, we're not people who do the 12-minute miles, and we're making a choice to try, because for 25,000 women in Ireland who have had a breast cancer diagnosis and are lucky enough to have come out the other end, and in many cases the prognosis is excellent, we're now in the business of stacking our numbers to avoid a recurrence. And so we have to try, because evidence, and much and all, I prefer if the evidence said drink more tea and watch more Mad Men. That isn't the evidence. So we choose to try. Right. And
You got cancer, you got your diagnosis just a week after your 40th birthday, and you never told your kids?
No, because they were very young, and cancer is such a word that it took us a while ourselves to get used to it. And my youngest child was 2.5. We have 4 kids, and yeah, my eldest was 7.5. So they might be finding out about it for the first time now if they're listening to it in the car with their daddy on the radio. So we were a house without worry. And, you know, that was fantastic. That was an amazing gift. And they were at the right age to be able to do that.
And your neighbours in Dublin rallied round, because I see here that your daughter thinks you make a great shepherd's pie, but you never made the shepherd's pie. It was your neighbour.
That's right. Gosh, we were overwhelmed by the support from families in Dublin and Munster. And we're blow-ins to Dublin, my husband and I. And all the mammies at the school gate, our neighbours, used to deliver our dinners for the family every Monday, Wednesday, Friday and Saturday for 6 months. And my neighbour Maeve made a great shepherd's pie, and my daughter keeps asking me, could I make the one we had when it was freezing cold and the snow and ice in the winter? And sure, I can't, because I don't know how to make it, because Maeve made it.
Right, okay. That's the kind of rallying around that you need. So what do you actually do?
Well, we looked around. You know, when I heard this evidence first, I was actually at an Irish Cancer Society conference. They run one every year for people who have had breast cancer, just to talk about, you know, what's coming on stream and all good stuff. In fact, Dr. Walsh was speaking at last year's one. And I heard a woman called Marie Murphy, who at the time was a consultant to the Irish Cancer Society, and she stood up and she was talking about her program, which is called the Murphy's Mets program, about how to get yourself up to the optimum level of exercise from a zero base, so that you can benefit, you know, get to the level that the research tells us that we need to be at. And they were all talking about, you know, regular exercise as if everyone in the room knew about it. And I sat there and went, my goodness, how come? Well, I said something else actually, Marion, but anyway, how come this is the first time I'm hearing this in my life? And, you know, I read the newspapers, I'm engaged, I'm educated, I went to college, I almost listened to the radio, and I thought, my gosh, I have to tell my mammy, my mother-in-law, my sisters, all the mammies at the school gate, my neighbours, and it kind of just grew. So we all said, you know what we'll do now? We'll sign up for something, and that'll scare us enough to get the shoes on and get out the door for 30 minutes every day. But when we looked around for something to sign up for, everything was for what I call lunatics. And by that, I mean people who cycle 50 kilometres before breakfast on a Sunday.
Yes.
And
I think one such person may have just gone out the door, but we let that pass.
We couldn't find anything. So in the next breath, just amazing how coincidence of chance, I heard the founder of Tri Grand Prix, which is a professional organisation who run triathlons,
yeah,
give a presentation to young people saying, one of the reasons you'd be an entrepreneur is for the greater good. So I sent him an email and I said, listen, would you ever create an event for us within your huge event? Because we don't know how to do it, but we just want it for everyday people. So we did our first one last year in Kilkenny. We've done 2 so far this year in Athy, with the Athy triathlon team.
And what do you do? What do you do?
We just design a small course so that everyday people can sign up for it and get ourselves motivated.
And what? It's swimming? It's biking?
It's 250-metre swim, which is 10 lengths of the pool.
Yeah.
It's normally about a 15 to 18-kilometre bike, which is about 30 to 45 minutes on a bike. And I do it on a mountain bike. I don't have a racer. I use it on my own High Nelly with the child seat in the front of it.
Right.
And then it's normally a 3-kilometre fast walk and run. And, you know, we say to people, do it as a team. If you're very athletic, do the 2 hard bits and get your mom or your dad or your uncle, your aunt or whoever it is that, you know, your brother or sister who's not so active to do the bit they think they're ready to do. And research shows, Marion, women, we're very interesting in Ireland. We're surrounded by sport. We're obsessed with sport, but we love watching it. But yet we say to people, oh, you know, I'm not really sporty.
That's right.
And I say to people, well, look, you're not a Michelin star chef either, but you cook. You know what? It's not
fair point.
Fair point.
Yeah.
Fair,
isn't it a fair point?
Great point.
Let me go to somebody else on this. Fiona Tiernan. Describe to me, said Finn, Plurabelle paddlers, dragon boat racing.
Yeah, well, Marion, thank you for the opportunity for letting me talk about our team that we're based in the Grand Canal Dock Basin. Dragon boating is a Chinese sport in origin. They're flat water canoes that take 20 people to paddle, and you also would have someone standing in the back, kind of gondola style, doing this helming or steering, and then you have a drummer sitting up front facing down the 20 paddlers, drumming to the beat of the first two stroke paddlers to keep the rest of the team on time. I first heard about it. Well, you know, in the back of my, I had a recurrence of cancer just over 4 years ago. My first diagnosis was in excess of 8 years ago.
Yeah.
And I have to say, 8 years ago, I was pretty much suggested to, you know, take it easy, wrap yourself in cotton wool, don't do this, don't do that. And that totally bought into my lazy gene. So I was quite happy to relax. And now, you do have fatigue and you can be tired. But
yeah,
it never entered my head to get out and do any exercise. But on my recurrence, I started doing some research, and I also had a very fantastic physiotherapist, Sean O'Reilly, who was very motivating. And she was saying, look at this research. It's showing taking exercise is good. And I had met a Canadian woman about 5 or 6 months previously who had breast cancer and told me about dragon boating as being a sport that was used to help women recover from surgery and treatment in Canada. So I looked them up, and then sure enough, about 12 years ago, a doctor called Don McKenzie had conducted research for about a year with a bunch of women and put them through training on dragon boating, which is particularly beneficial to women who have or have the risk of getting lymphedema. It's one of these unfortunate side effects you can get after treatment,
right,
where your arm on the side you've had your surgery, it has a likelihood of swelling. So that often would have inhibited people from taking exercise because you'd be afraid you'd cause the swelling to happen.
Yes.
But in fact, the research over that year showed that nobody developed lymphedema who hadn't had it, and anybody who had it, it helped control their condition. So the Canadians, after their first year of medical research, let's say, they were having so much fun, they said, we want to stay as a team. So they set up the first breast cancer dragon boat team. And since then, there's about 150, 160 teams worldwide. So when I contacted them, they were hugely generous with information and
right,
their training manual.
So you're going to have your annual regatta in the Grand Canal Dock. Is this what you're talking about, Janice?
Well, I suppose in terms of the variety, there's been a variety of activities that have been looked at. And certainly in terms of the physical activity where we're raising our heartbeat, that is June's type of activity. And I think what Fiona offers is, yes, the ability to get involved and also has the benefit of reducing the risk of lymphedema for people who've had previous breast cancer.
Yeah.
So I think benefits in both.
Benefits in both. Very imaginative, I have to say. Well, I pardon my ignorance, but I had to look up to see what a dragon boat was.
But I would say, you know, you're dealing with two very highly motivated women there. I would say to women listening, do not be afraid, and men the same. Just get out and start with walk and build it up.
Because the point about it is, even if you haven't had a cancer diagnosis, with all of the other range of things that nobody wants to get, this evidence is health beneficial just beyond losing weight, say.
Absolutely, because I mean, what we see is that in terms of why does this work, number one, we have the indirect effect. If you exercise regularly, you're less likely to be overweight. That in itself results, you know, in obviously less fat deposition within the body, less circulating hormones that are associated with bad processes.
Mm.
And the second thing is what we're seeing definitely in the cancer survivor issue is that even if people were overweight, doing exercise showed benefit. These people had better outcomes as a result of it. So whether this is an antioxidant effect, are we boosting our immune system? Are we protecting ourselves from harm? Are we helping them repair? There is benefits here. So whatever the modality
of
fact, there's a lot of hypotheses. But in terms of nailing it down to one, I think it's a combination of effects. But it is beneficial, and it is something that must be brought into one's daily routine.
And 30 minutes a day, that'll do it.
It will. So 30 minutes a day or more, obviously tagged on, 5 days a week, if possible. That is where we have seen benefits. So that is achievable. I mean, it is removing, you know, a bad soap
right
from your life.
When you say brisk walk, how do you know if you're walking fast enough?
So it's in terms of breath. So once one is, you know, you're still able to maintain a conversation,
yeah,
but one is somewhat breathless.
Right. That's maybe perspiring.
Lay person. Correct.
Yeah. Okay, so it's available to rich, poor, tall, short,
for
etc.
Free.
For free. Okay, well, listen, I want to say thank you to those two women, June O'Connell and Fiona Tiernan. Great ideas there altogether, and indeed to you too, Dr. Janice Walsh, here in hospital. Now, you are in studio, I should say. I said in hospital. So listen, dear listeners, remember that 30 minutes a day, it'll do you a power of good. And of course, you could start today, but not yet unless you have your radio with you in your ears. We could leave it until 1 o'clock. But in the meantime, let's go to Michael Murphy in the newsroom.